Hello, everyone, and welcome to A Celtic Preacher here. It is podcast 220. And sometimes the last thing you want to do is the very thing that you need to do. And Jesus gives a teaching today on... It's somewhat difficult. It's not an easy teaching. Maybe a little bit confusing at times, because basically what he teaches us is that sometimes you can just try too hard and you're pushing in the wrong direction. And that's why you find life can be a bit of an uphill climb. You know, the answer isn't always about us trying to figure out what to do. I know that's sort of our default, you know. We tend to, whatever it is we're living through, going through, you know, we're always figuring out what to do or what to say or how to accomplish a goal or how to advise someone or... And all that sort of forward-moving energy of fixing things and... It doesn't always get you where you want to go. There's certain things in life Jesus says, you just can't accomplish them on your own, which sounds quite jarring to our 21st century ears. I mean, actually, he's much blunter. He'd just say, you know, unless you stay connected to me, you can do nothing. That's how he would say it. It's very blunt. And that sounds very jarring to our 21st century ears. You know, without me, you can do nothing. Because we've been taught our whole lives that, you know, if you try hard enough, and you can accomplish anything. You can do whatever you need to do. Not so in the spiritual life. Not so in the spiritual life. In fact, you know, for Jesus, it's more about... learning how to abide. That's the word he uses. It's really about learning how to abide. That's your starting point. And that word abide, by the way, it means like to stay. And it's like you're staying in a place where you're deeply at home. That's sort of the definition. But when he uses the word abide, we'd use the word stay. You have to learn how to stay in the right place, he would say. It's not so much about you doing, it's about you being. And your starting point is you have to learn how to stay in the right place. And that right place is, Jesus said, is connected to me. I abide in you, I'll stay with you. You stay with me. And this little passage that we're looking at today, actually it's from John 15. He keeps on repeating this word. He says, abide in me as I abide in you. And then he says, those who abide in me bear much fruit. And then he says, whoever does not abide is just like a useless branch. And then he says, if you do abide, whatever you ask for, you'll get it because you will be in line with what God wants for you. And that's just in like 8 verses. He keeps repeating this word, abide. Abide in me as I in you. Stay with me. Stay close to me. So, you know, when someone keeps repeating a word, you know that that's an important point of the teaching, don't you? You know, if somebody keeps saying it's all about abiding, it's about you got to stay close to me. So that's what we're going to be looking at today, what this is all about. This whole idea of abiding. And it's not a physical place, right? It's not talking about, you know, going anywhere in particular. This is really about an inner state. It's what's going on internally. Abide in Christ is the phrase you'll sometimes hear or read in Scripture, it's really about the state of your inner life, or your heart, you might say, or your center, abiding in Christ. It's actually sometimes easier to describe what it doesn't look like, since that's most often our default. Yeah, surprising. You know, when we're not abiding, we're pretty much operating in our own strength. And we often don't realize that we're in this mode because it feels so natural to us. We're only jarred out of our own strength. We're only jarred out of our own strength mode when life takes a turn that we can't handle, or we can't control, or we don't like. And this awareness can happen at any age. You can be quite young when you first experience this. You come up against something that you're trying everything and it's not being fixed, right? Now, what happens, it seems to me, and this has been my experience, is that in our life, when everything is going the way we like it, we kind of go into cruise control, whether we're in school or in college or, you know, we get a nice little rhythm going in our life. We go to work, we spend time with our friends, we get the stuff done we need to get done to manage our households, attend to business, we plan pleasurable events, we invest in relationships. Generally, we're the kings and queens of our own little castles until something happens, something upsets us or upends our pleasant routines as we know them. And when these unwelcome changes come, might be a sickness, it could be financial distress, it could be a relationship conflict, a failure, anything that's alarming, really. But when we come up against this thing or these things, and when all our strategizing and all our figuring out and controlling and maneuvering doesn't work, okay, when you're in that place, teachings like this one begin to make sense. When Jesus comes along and says things like, unless you abide in me, you can do nothing, it actually starts to make sense to you because you're in a stuck place. See, when everything's smooth and you hear a teaching like, unless you stay close to me, you will accomplish nothing here. It just doesn't make sense. If everything's well, that doesn't make sense. But if you're going through a crisis time, your ears sort of pick up. It's like, what is that? What is that? Interestingly enough, the context of this, when Jesus said this to his disciples, when he said, you have to stay close to me. I'm the vine, you're the branches, and a branch, if it's not connected to the vine, it is worthless. It's not going to, there's going to be no grapes on this branch unless it's connected to the vine. When he said this to his disciples, it was the night he was crucified. So he's telling them this the night that he dies, basically, or the day that he dies. He's saying, you need to learn how to abide in me as I abide in you. You need to always stay connected to me, just as I'll always, always be connected to you. I'm the vine, you're the branches. No grape will grow unless the branch is connected to the vine. Nothing much is going to happen unless you stay connected to me. You don't stay connected, you're just going to be like a worthless branch, right? No fruit appears on any tree if the branch is cut off from the tree. That's the image that he likes to use to help us explain this concept. Now remember, he's telling his students this just before they're all flung into chaos and grief and confusion and separation. He's telling them this just before they realize they have absolutely no control over anything. Abide in me, stay connected. Abide in me, says. And interestingly, not just so that you'll survive. He says, no, I want more for you than that. I want you to be a branch that bears fruit. It's like disciples, students, listen. We're all going to be facing an alarming crisis. You're not going to be able to fix this. I will die. I'm going to leave you. You can't change that. But what I want you to know is this. This isn't the end. I have something else for you. But the only way that you'll see this is by staying connected. You can't bring this about on your own. This isn't about figuring stuff out. This isn't about your own smarts, your own strength, your own understanding. It's just, that's not going to work here. You're not enough. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But I want you to learn how to abide. I want you to learn how to stay with me. I'll always stay with you, but I want you to learn how to stay with me. Now, I mentioned earlier that our default is not necessarily to stay with God, or using this language, abide in Christ. Our default is not necessarily to stay connected to God. Our default is to make decisions, have our plans, accomplish things, create, enjoy, fix, control, manage. And it's when it's the balance that's wrong here. Sometimes we can just live a lot of our lives without too much thought about God at all because we're busy. Yeah, really. I mean, sometimes we just don't really think about staying connected because we're busy. And so whatever this abiding looks like, whatever this home base is, whatever the starting point is that Jesus keeps emphasizing over and over again, this isn't necessarily familiar to us. What's familiar to us is to be in control. What's familiar to us is to be guided and led and inspired or cajoled and pushed by our inner motives, our senses, our feelings, our desires, our fears. And then Jesus comes along and says, it's only going to take you so far. And by the way, that's just going to be a roller coaster ride. If you're basing everything on what you're feeling, your life is just going to be one massive roller coaster. You need to learn how to abide. You need to get back to home base. You need to learn how to stay. Abide. And abiding's about returning to what is true. So let me give you an example here. Let's say I'm going along in my life. And let's pick some common things. Let's say I have a decision to make, and it's a pretty important one. So I'm worried about it, because if I don't make the right one here, this could change the course of our lives. Or let's say I need to have a difficult conversation, and if it doesn't go well, it's not good. Or let's say somebody close to me is making wrong decisions and it worries me. You can pick whatever you want, anything that makes you anxious. Anxiety, worry, has a way of pushing us or cajoling us to do or not do certain things. So worry and anxiety, as we all know, is a powerful energy within us, right? It's a powerful energy. And now Jesus comes along and says, I want you to abide in me. I want you to stay with me. So I see that you're having a day that is consumed with worry and anxiety. Is that really abiding in me? Think about this. Where would you like to stay? You could spend a day in anxiety. And if you do, then, you know, Jesus is with us and helping us. Or you could abide in Christ. It's like, well, what is that like? Well, it's like you've still got the problem, whatever the problem is. You've still got the worry, but you're returning to your home base, which is you're going back to the truth. You're going back to the thing that you can easily forget. And the thing that you can easily forget is you were never, ever meant to handle this life by yourself. Ever. How we get this idea, I don't know, but we get this idea. And Jesus is saying, no, no. You need me. Without me, you can do nothing. You're like a branch that's ripped away from the vine. I'm always abiding in you. I've never expected you to do this life alone. And with me, you'll not only get through this time, but I want you to flourish. I want you to bear fruit, right? And you know, fruit in the scripture is things like, it's all the stuff we want in life. It's things like love and goodness and kindness and self-control and gentleness. We call it the fruit of the Spirit. It's all sort of the best parts of life. And Jesus says, yeah, you stay connected. You abide in me. This will happen. This will happen. Abide in Christ. It's where would you like to stay today? Where would you like to make your home? Do you want to make your home in worry and anxiety? Is that what you want to do? No, I don't want to do that. Okay, then. Well, obviously, we can visit anxiety, right? We're human. We're going to be worried about things. But it doesn't need to be our home base. It doesn't need to be there constantly harassing us when we know, when we can remind ourselves, no, I'm not in this alone. Christ told me he was with me, that I would never have to go through something by myself. Christ told me that I don't have to work all this out for myself because he would be with me in all things. You know, this whole idea of fruit, here's another way of looking at it. All the plant is doing is given the right conditions and the fruit comes naturally, right? You can't squeeze fruit out of a plant. All that happens is that the plant has the right conditions. Jesus is saying, look, all you need is the right conditions. What's the right conditions? The right condition is that you abide in me. The rest we will take care of together. So the first step in anything is the abiding. So let's go back to that anxiety again, or whatever it is that I'm, you know, what's threatening to consume me. unforgiveness or anger or envy or jealousy. It's like, well, okay, that's a part of being human. Now, do you want to stay there? Do you want to linger there for a long, long, long time? You can. We all know people that have lingered in unforgiveness for 10, 15, 20, you know what I mean? You can stay in these places a long time. You can keep resentment company your entire life. You can keep envy as your home base your entire life. It just means that you're never content. You're always looking around at what other people have and you want it. Can you do that? Well, yeah, you could. Do you want to? Well, no, of course we don't, right? We don't want to live that way. And so the invitation Jesus is always reminding us really is, okay, well, you need to learn how to abide in me. I think maybe the first step is recognizing where you're staying, recognizing what you're abiding in. Because if it doesn't feel, how would you say it? If it doesn't feel like it's building you up and making you strong, but if it's diminishing you, then that would not be abiding in Christ, right? If it's depleting you, it's not abiding in Christ. Now, we're human, so we're going to be led by all sorts of motivations. We can be influenced by all sorts of things, by greed or taking offense or being defensive or whatever. It's all bad fruit, Jesus would say. Easy to produce. Bad fruit, easy to produce. But he'd say, that's not where I'm taking you. I'm growing in you goodness. I'm growing in you peace. I'm growing in you a loving, patient disposition. And you don't have to be trying hard to do this. All you need to do is stay connected and the rest will come. I'll make sure of that, you say. Many times in the spiritual life, it's not about trying harder. You know, it's like sometimes we can get into that mode of, oh, I have to try really hard and not worry. Oh, I have to try really hard and not be fearful. Oh, I have to try really hard and be more forgiving. Well, he's saying the opposite here. He's saying, no, without me, you can't do any of that anyway. So what I want you to do is get back to home base and abide. Stay close to me. Remember what's true. Remember, you were never meant to do this life alone. And remember that it is the Holy Spirit, the life force of God in you, working in you all the time to bring you to the place where you need to be. So it's not always about trying harder. So it's a wonderful promise to fall into, isn't it? There's the prayer. There's the heart cry. That, you know, pressure off. The pressure's off. We want to learn how to rest and abide and stay connected to the vine.